Good morning, Family First. Tamidi speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, is this Tammy?
Tamidi, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess it was transcribed as Tammy. My name is Melanie Dorsey. I'm a caregiver working for Ronald Damoth, D-A-M-O-T-H.
Okay.
I got a message to return your call. You know, I've been inquiring about a couple of things. I'm not sure if that's why you're responding or,
yes,
you know, in regards to something. Okay. So, Ronald had the appeal yesterday. He's going downhill real fast. I mean, real fast. I've been here, you know, and I understand I'm not asking for anything. You know, I've just been saying because I feel bad. I mean, the guy can't even get up to just, like, microwave his meal. I mean, just, it's, you know, laundry 3 or 4 times a week because he's defecating and pissing on himself. And I, you know, it's just, it's been one thing after another. But right, neither here nor there. I was calling because when I emailed Monica, she said that they only offered benefits for full-time employees, which I guess is 35 hours plus. Mm-hmm. Somehow, you know, consequently, I only have 34 hours. Mm-hmm. So now he, you know, he was appealing it because, you know, when the one guy that was here, Kieran McGinnis, I guess he was like the main guy, he felt very much that he needed 50 hours. We had two doctors also state that, yes, indeed, he needed 50 hours. So, you know, the appeal went through yesterday at 3 o'clock. I guess we'll get a letter, you know, at some point in the mail.
Right.
I'm just wondering, do you guys offer, like, I know Monica said you have preventative care and stuff like that, but I'm 54 years old. I don't need preventative care. I need, like, to be able to go to the doctor. I have blood pressure medication. You know, I have other things that I need to be paid for. Do you guys offer that?
Yeah, where you can see a regular doctor, yes. The only thing, I'll be honest, it doesn't really cover much. So we kind of suggest that, you know, you look into, I don't know if you ever heard of Penny.
Penny, like P-N-N-Y?
Or Marketplace.
P-N-N-Y?
Yes, and also Marketplace. They have, like, different insurances on there.
Okay, so they want to basically give you 50 hours and then get paid, but they also want you to pay out of your pocket for insurance when you're working 50 hours a week. Am I correct? I just want to make sure I'm hearing you correct.
I really don't know what you would pay for, to be honest with you, but from what I've heard from other caregivers, it doesn't cover much.
Okay, because, like, I realized on the part-time thing, I was like, all right, well, I don't need jury duty leave, bereavement leave, you know,
right,
military
so
leave.
So I
know,
wouldn't even, like, tell you to waste your time with it.
Because, I mean, Ron's thinking about, like, because, you know, I've known him for 18 years. And okay, so it's not just like, you know, I'm someone that knows him, you know, even if it's from a distance, I know him very well. Mm-hmm. I know his mother, I know his sisters, his sons. And what I'm saying is, like, I guess he cares about, you know, the fact that, you know, I need blood permission. It's $200 a month.
Right,
I'm not
right.
going to go spend out of pocket. So he's thinking about changing agencies if you guys aren't going to, like, at 50 hours, aren't going to offer. And I just find it very odd, you know, to be honest with you, that they, you know, it's 35 hours plus to be a full-time employee, but somehow they made it 34. You know, it's like, and then they would offer me $11 an hour. Now, I was making $18.50 an hour. I stopped because I was like, well, you know, this is a good friend of mine. He needs help. He feels very uncomfortable. He's very kind of isolated. He doesn't really feel comfortable with a lot of people. So I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to try to do the God, you know, driven thing, like just do the right thing. But it's just very odd to me that I said, no, I can't work for $11. I said, I'm not going to take anything less than 15. Within 15 minutes, I was able to get $15 an hour. Which I thought was kind of cheesy, you know what I mean? It's like, well, you know, how do you offer someone $11 an hour? That's not even like, they're trying to do minimum wage at $15 an hour. I mean, I realize it hasn't gone
through
yet.
Where are you located?
I'm in Lancaster, PA.
And have you ever talked to someone about the pay rate?
Well, I'm at 15, but I mean, I've been told by the, what's Kiernan? I guess he's the, he's like the representative. Like, he's like, I guess the main guy that came over and interviewed him and got all the information, approved him for 50 hours. And he was telling us that we should go with a certain company. I can't think of the name right now, and I don't want to, like, you know, downgrade you guys because, you know, I don't know you guys. But it's just weird, like, how, you know, they want to pay someone $11 an hour, which I got 15.
And that's what you're currently getting?
No, I'm getting 15 now, but that's because I had to call back and say, I can't take a $7.50 an hour cut. Can't do it. And then on top of it, I'm not going to get medical benefits? Like, how is that? So even if I get 50 hours and I'm a full-time employee, because she said, Monica said, I guess the lady, our letter from the human resources away till next week. She said that she sent me the same thing she sent me 2 weeks ago at the employee handbook. And like you said, it was just a bunch of, you know, I don't want to say nonsense, but it was just like jury duty, bereavement leave, military leave, you know, Aflac, short-term disability. Okay, that's great. That's wonderful. But I need to go to a doctor on a regular basis, and I also need to get my medications covered. I'm not saying that you guys have to cover them like when I had Capital Blue Cross, which is pretty good, but I mean, to say that someone's working 50 hours a week and it's mandated now, what do the IRS, that you have to have insurance, that you can't get, like, you're just going to get, like, what, like, nothing? I mean, you guys are getting paid from this. I'm not taking it on you. I'm just saying, like, you guys are getting paid from the state, I guess, right? I'm assuming if Medicaid picks it up and we choose you as an agency. Now, I'm looking over the list right now from Kiernan to see. I'm going to be calling every single person on that list and finding out what they offer. Because if we have to switch, then we will. Because, you know, honestly, that's kind of really cheesy. You know, I mean, if someone's working 50 hours a week and you can't even let them go to the doctor and get their medication covered, I mean, you know, what good is it then?
Right. I completely understand. Yeah.
I know you do. And it's just like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do because, like I said, I have high blood pressure. It's not that, you know, I'm fine as far as taking care of them, but I got to take my blood pressure medication. You know, I have other things too that I take. There's like three different kinds of medications. The one's like $200, the one's like $89, the one's like $129. I don't have $500 a month to pay for my medication and then also go see the doctor every 2 months. I don't have that. And I shouldn't have to do that. You know, by law, it's like when you're a full-time employee, you're supposed to have, you know, medical benefits. Well, what, they're trying to scrape by and give you the least amount of possible? I don't know if I want to work for somebody like that. And Ron doesn't want me to work for somebody like that. So I don't know what else to say. I mean, I'll check into Penny Marketplace and the Marketplace, but I guess if need be, if we need to change, then, you know, I guess we're going to be leaving there and going with somebody else that's more reputable and that can offer some kind of, you know, normal living conditions that people can live by.
Right.
I mean, people can't live on $15 an hour and then, and then go pay for their medication. And their doctor visits. You know, some of these specials are about $250 a month.
Yeah.
Can't do that. I don't have that.
Yeah, no, that's understandable.
You know, and I already took, like I said, a $350 an hour cut at $15 an hour, making $18.50. Okay. So I'm already down, you know, about $500 a month. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Right.
So I don't know if there's anything you can do or help me or suggest anything. You know, do we call the state? Do we call, should I just call the other agencies? I don't know what else to do.
I mean, I suggested you to call the Marketplace and check that out just to see if you can find something that's suitable for you that you can afford.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So just tell them, hey, we don't know till the appeal. I guess he'll get a letter, what was yesterday, 3? So he'll. They'll mail it probably within, you know, figure the weekend.
And we
coming.
May hear something before he does. And if we do, someone here will reach out.
Yeah, I don't know why my phone's not ringing. It's an iPhone 13. It's not like it's that old. But reason, I got this ringer on and it's not ringing.
Yeah, when I called, it went straight to voicemail.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's like I have the ringer, I have it sitting right in front of me. I'm sitting right here at the TV with it running. And it's not working. I don't know why. It's very frustrating. So you might hear something before. So you guys let us know, hey, yeah, you know,
right.
Went through.
Yes, someone would definitely reach out. And
because Monica made it seem like, she made it seem like if you had full-time employee, you know, that you would get benefits. And like you said, maybe, you know, and between, let's just say between you and I, maybe it's not that great. You know what I mean? But even as a full-time employee, I mean, you can't go to the doctor.
I mean, I'm sure you can, but again, I don't know
what the copay
covers and any of that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I need to be able to say, okay, when I go to the doctor, it's, you know, I don't know, whatever, $35 or $25 a copay. And, oh, you know, my medicines are such and such amount, or this isn't covered, that's covered. You know what I mean? I have to have an idea of that. I mean, I took this job on, you know, and like I said, if they don't approve the appeal, then I would be looking to at least try, if in fact you guys have any kind of decent benefits, well, then I would look to maybe pick up another patient. If you have any on board, I could certainly do that. But like I said, I'm not going to go through all this extra work as far as, you know, inquiring and calling and blah, blah, blah. If I work 50 hours and I'm like, oh, hey, it's $100, you know, if you to go to the doctor, and it's, oh, you know, we don't cover any medication. That's just not, you know, going to work.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? All right. Well, thank you for calling me back. So what should I do? Just wait and hear back, or?
Yeah, and like I said, if we hear anything first, someone from here will definitely reach out to the client.
Okay, so it's Penny, P-E-N-N-Y, Marketplace, and then also Marketplace?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let me at least check into them and see what they have going on. And then, and what was your name again? I forgot.
First name Tamidi, last name Martinez.
Oh, yeah. I called you Tammy. That's right.
That's okay.
Okay. Sorry. Right. That's how it got transcribed. Okay. I mean, thank you so much.
Right. Thank you.
And if I have any questions, may I call you back?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Okay. And text you. Just text you through this number?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a great day, okay?
You too. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, hon. Bye-bye.